great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday. How are we, man?
Good morning.
So cold out there today.
It is chilly. First day of winter.
Oh my god, it is too.
Oh, happy winter, everybody.
3 degrees in Maitland right now, which is chilly.
It's hard to imagine people are still out there surfing, but when the swell calls, yesterday I went out to the breakwall for a walk at Nobby's and there were so many people like sprinting down the breakwall with their surfboards because they were all swimming on like the channel side where the ships come in, which is very rare. Like they rarely do that. They're always on the other side. But we get up there. I see.
You would know. You're a surfer girl.
That's true. But I saw two fire trucks. No, there was two fire trucks, three police cars, three ambos. I'm thinking, oh God, please let there not be a shark attack. But this poor man, turns out he was in his 60s, because the swell is so big, he actually was swept across the break wall, and apparently is pushing him down into the wall's rocks. So he was like wedged in between the rocks, and they had to get him out.
No good. He's all right, though, yeah?
I think so. He's in hospital at the moment recovering at John Hunter, and he's in a stable condition, they're saying. But at the time, it was like everyone was just like, oh, my God, what's going on?
I went for a walk on the weekend.
Yeah.
The surf is so rough, and it just smashes over the break wall. It was like I got hit as well.
Yeah.
I can see how like an old man would get knocked off.
So I just turned around. I'm like, I'm not going up that way because like everyone only went a quarter of the way up and we're coming back.
Yeah, right.
It was so very rare.
As you went, what did you do instead, like walk-wise? Did you go somewhere else?
Yeah. So walked, ended up turning around, walking all the way back past Nobby's surf club, walked all the way up to the Newcastle Ocean Baths and back sort of down that hill and then like cut across to Customs House and then all the way back.
Oh, nice.
Girl about town yesterday, weren't you?
Yeah, it was a big walk. It was nice.
Good job.
Guys, up next, though, Jade, speaking of you, there's been some telephone calls to the radio station. Apparently somebody has called the cops on you.
Get out.
So this, Maddie knows more details, but we're going to get into it next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
I know when the hotline bling.
Hello.
Very premature there, Crevo.
No, that's all right.
Never good. Never good.
Some would say that's the worst. But there's been a bit of a telephone call to this radio station. Came through to reception, so on the main, not on the studio line.
Yeah.
And it was reported to us that somebody has called the cops on you, Jade. Now, when I heard that, I was like, oh, not that surprising. You know, you do stuff that people might call the cops on sometimes.
Don't.
I'll never forget the time we ran a red light together.
Oh, please.
For example.
Done that.
My mind went straight to a traffic offence, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's probably what it is, you know. But apparently it wasn't. Apparently, this is what the person has claimed, that you were prank calling them.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, a listener, like the receptionist pulls me up when you were away last week and she goes, where's Jade? And I go, oh, she's off today. And I'm like, what's the matter? She goes, oh, look, I've had a call from a listener. Really concerned voice. She was really worried.
Oh, it was almost
like she was telling me this big secret. She's like, yeah, she's called up. Apparently Jade's not here today because she's been prank calling this woman last night. She's like 1 a.m. receiving constant calls.
Constant.
No.
Apparently you were pretending to be a librarian asking for the book Geriatric Lesbians to be returned to the library.
What?
This is without a word.
This is not a joke. This is 100% legit. I'm like, what the hell for one? She goes, I know Jade's voice. It's the most recognizable voice in Newcastle. And isn't it funny? She's not at work today. She's been up all night pranking me. So she called the police.
Apparently, she goes, the police have been informed. I mean.
Look, listen, lady, if you're listening right now, I did not prank you.
Well, the thing was...
Well, you are missing that book, Jade.
Well, yeah.
Geriatric.
Yeah. You returned that? I mean...
Is that even a title?
It was on your coffee table.
No, now it's gone.
Did you lend it to a listener?
No, that's 101 Sex Positions. I don't have...
That's a very different book, I guess. Anyway.
Very interesting, though, that somebody would think that.
Yeah, well,
Jade, you do have a very recognisable voice. I'll give the lady that.
Well, yeah, she's bang on there, but...
And you were off work a couple of days.
It's only me, Lajita.
Have you returned the book?
I'm Mrs. Bookman, the librarian. That's funny. No, listen...
you promised...
Listen, lady, it wasn't me.
I don't know you. I don't know who you are. Thanks for listening to the show, but I didn't prank you.
Well, I don't think she's listening anymore.
Not anymore.
And
she's too
upset. If any policemen are listening, you received that call. I have not been up to that.
Well, also, like, I don't know what sort of crime they would prosecute like, you
with. It's all wasting their time.
Yeah, they'd be like, be quiet, lady.
Hey, guys. Lads versus Lasses is up next. Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game on offer today for the winner. We have a double pass to the Knights Eels game at home this Sunday. If you want to play, one guy, one girl, the lines are open, 13-10-09. And I believe the lads are now one ahead, two ahead.
Yeah, 39.
39-37. Fantastic. We need to extend our lead yet again. The lines are open. We'll do it next.
New FM. The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus Lasses.
Newcastle's ultimate battle of the sexes game. The lads reign supreme right now. 39 gold stars on the leaderboard to the 37 on the lasses, which is fantastic. We are extending our lead today. Yeah. I can feel it in my bones. 100%. The winner today walking away with a double pass to the Knights and Eels game at home this Sunday, guys.
That'll be a good one. All right, we're going to Kieran. He's 38. He considers himself a pretty average guy with a wife and two kids, and he's a big footy fan, but is not a Knights supporter. Who do you support, Kieran?
Manly fan.
Oh, boo.
Manly.
I don't mind if you support
Are you from Manly originally? Like, why'd you, or did you just pick that team at random?
Yeah, I was born in Manly years ago, and my grandmother was always a Manly fan, and that's how we connected.
So. Oh, that's good sweet. On you, man. Look, I won't hold it against you.
No, I won't.
I love Nanas.
That's right, everyone else does.
You didn't mean to boo your family legacy there, Kieran.
Yeah, yeah, guys.
All right, man. Let's see if we can win you these tickets. All right, your first question. Who is the host of Love Island? Is it A, Sophie Monk, B, Bert Newton, or C, Gretel Colleen?
Sophie Monk.
Correct.
One on the board. Well done.
Question two.
I think it's Bert Newton.
Poor Bert.
I'll belong.
Yeah. What's the name of the Spice Girls' first single?
This is Spice Up Your Life.
No, but that's one of the songs, but no. Okay, question three.
The answer is Wannabe.
Which actress stars in the movie Marley and Me?
That is... What's Goldie Hawn's daughter's name?
No, that's Kate Hudson.
Incorrect.
It was Jennifer Aniston, but you have one on the board.
Good job, man. Hold the line.
Very close.
Hopefully
right.
Not good enough.
It's time now to meet our lass. Her name is Donna. She's 60 years of age, from Raymond Terrace, and is a public service worker, has two dogs and a cat, and is obsessed with the band Kiss. And you love a bit of cooking. What do you like to cook up?
Anything and everything.
Yeah. Do you have a signature dish where people, you're cooking it and everyone goes, oh, Donna's in the house?
Yeah, Mongolian beef.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yum.
Hey, Donna, have you ever noticed that the members of KISS have really long tongues?
Yeah. I've said a few things about that over the time.
Yeah, have you really got it? Yeah. Do you like a man with a long tongue, Donna?
Oh, yeah. We won't go there.
All the better for tasting your Mongolian
absolutely.
Beef,
Donna. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you
cracked me up. Oh, Donna loves the Mongolian beef. All right, let's get into your questions. Number one, the D-Max is a ute made by which car brand?
I have a guess. Kia?
No, Isuzu.
Oh, come on, you've got this.
All right, number two. Yeah, so do I. In four-wheel driving, what is a recovery kit used for? A recovery kit. What do you use that for?
Yeah, to winch people out of places that are dark.
That is
correct. Good work, Donna.
One on the board.
You need this right for an instant win, Donna. Otherwise, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss. Creevo, here we go.
In fishing, what is a gaff?
Come on!
Oh, what?
A gaff.
No.
You are now tied. We are
going to
play a tiebreaker.
How to pick the winner.
The flip of a coin.
All right, here we go, Donna. It all rests on this. Heads or tails for the win today?
Tails, please.
Flip that coin,
Creevo. Oh, I'm nervous.
It's tails.
You win, Donna. You win.
Yes,
Donna!
I love you, Donna. You laugh at our jokes.
I know.
You're the best.
I listen to you every morning and I just crack it up. I love the
Eagles.
Thanks, Donna.
Appreciate it. Cheers.
Enjoy the footy.
Yeah.
Call anytime.
I love her. That's what it sounds. Now I know what it sounds like, Creevo. Like with you hitting on a woman.
What do you mean?
I reckon that's how you would flirt.
What are you talking about?
I don't know why. I just got those vibes.
Okay.
You and Donna. I hope Emmy wasn't listening.
Very unlikely.
I wanted to leave the room.
Like 10 to 9.
I know. Do all these long tongue business. Stick it out, Creevo. Can you poke your tongue out, actually? Let's see how long your tongue is.
Average, really, isn't it?
Above average.
Above average. Oh, yeah.
That's the job.
Yeah, as long as you can flick it. It's got strength. That's all that matters.
New FM.
Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Jade, Maddie, Creevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
Bonobos.
Oh, guys, one of our mates, Carl, he was at a powerboat event over the weekend and he caught this amazing footage of these two powerboats which were just flooring it along the river, and one of them's gotten very close to the back of the other and it's actually, like, hit the end of their boat and flipped them completely upside down. And it's, like, I reckon they're probably going over, I don't know, like 150 kilometres an hour. Wow. Looks pretty quick.
Very fast.
I love that you have a new talent now that you can, like, look at vision of boats on the water and know just how fast they are.
I can almost assure you it wasn't that fast, but it was very fast.
It looks like they're going that quick. And he just, I don't even know what the guy was thinking. His mate was winning the race, like he was ahead. And he just comes up right behind him. It's like, you can't jump him.
Man, tailgating is never good.
Not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Car, boat, or anything.
So he's just completely flipped. Luckily, he was okay, but far out. Like, what a crash.
Flips always look far more dramatic than they actually are.
Mm.
I don't know.
I've never been in a car or vehicle that's flipped.
You see it in the movies all the time.
Well, that's true. It's actually rare to see a flip in real life.
Yeah.
More like you see it in movies, it makes it out like it happens every week.
And everyone's always okay because the hero falls out of it.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That makes a lot of sense.
But, some people do get injured. So we want to know on 131009, what vehicle did you flip? There's a boat, motorbike.
Were you in a flip? And what was it like?
Yeah.
Because we've never been flipped, thank God. Touch wood. Let's hope no one flips.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. This isn't wood. Tones and I fly away right now at New FM. The lines are open. 131009. We'll do it after this.
New FM.
Bonobos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
And guys, 131009 this morning. We're asking you, what vehicle did you flip?
Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
Flip it.
This is all because our mate Carl went to his powerboat competition on the weekend and he was just a spectator. And I don't know what it is about us as humans, but we do like it when there's a crash. Sure. It creates a bit of action.
Well, I don't. I mean, you're just sadistic.
It's like the V8s. Everyone always wants to be on the most dangerous turn because that's where all the action always happens. Well, yeah, it's bizarre.
In car racing, people, as long as the people are all right,
are okay, but the crash itself can be spectacular. But luckily, this guy who flipped the boat was okay. Like, he was perfectly fine. But it was like, wow, he just got that little bit too close to the boat in front, clipped it. Massive flip in the sky.
Flipped it.
Full flip. So 13 10 09, what vehicle did you flip and what happened?
Okay, let's go to Ron. What vehicle did you flip, Ron?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, good
morning. Good morning.
Mate, look, it wasn't me who flipped it. So I started 20. I was given a gift voucher for a rally school here at Cessnock. And so you got to do, like, your own laps in your car. And came down to the last lap, which is a hot lap with their experienced driver. So off we went. Last turn, he's come around. The road's pretty chopped up from the previous drivers, and he's lost control of it and up on its side.
Oh, geez.
The instructor.
Yeah, the instructor. Yeah, he was pretty filthy with himself. He was a biggest guy too, and I had to physically help him out of the car. He rocked the car over himself.
We drove back
to the main area. The owner of the company come running over, and he goes, "Oh, mate, you okay?" And I said, "I don't think I'm okay. I think you need to talk to your driver. He's absolutely filthy with himself."
In that moment, Ron, did you think for a split second, "Man, it's all over"?
No.
You're pretty much
a case. Like, you got your safety belts on and your helmet,
roll
and your
cage
neck brace
and all that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Jeez.
Oh, well, luckily you're still here, Ron.
Yeah, good to hear.
Also, your voice doesn't match your name. I was expecting an old man.
Is it Ronald?
Yes, it is Ronald. Yes,
yeah, cute.
Great name. All right, let's go to Nat up next. Hey, Nat, how you doing?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Really good. Have you flipped it?
Yeah, I flipped the tinny, mate. Fully, like, 180 degrees on its back, yeah.
Whoa!
So tell us how this happened.
I was Australia Day a couple of years ago, and I'd had a couple of bevvies, and I was going to get a couple extra people to come around to an island where we go for Australia Day. And I was by myself, and I got a pretty big bucker on my tinny, so I wasn't really watching what I was doing. I sort of had one of them blowing sneaker moments where I just really stuffed it. And hit a wave and punched it at the same time. And, mate, I just went boom, straight over.
Whoa. Did you have an EPIRB on you? Like, how'd you get? Was it people around that came to your rescue?
Yeah, my mates are out here. The worst part is my mates are 100 metres up the road. So they swam down to me.
Oh, my God.
They swam
What's
down.
What's an EPIRB for those that don't know?
It's like a rescue beacon.
So as soon as you activate it goes to emergency services and it pinpoints your location.
More importantly, Nat, did you save your boat?
Mate, we pulled it across and sorted it out, and it was all good. But like I said, it was more embarrassing than any.
All your mates watching.
Nothing more demasculating with a bunch of guys, right?
And in a tinny.
All right, one more, guys.
Summer, hello.
Hey, Summer.
Hey, morning. How you going?
Good, thank you. So what vehicle did you flip and what happened?
I was driving my Ford Ranger to the airport. Back roads, really tight corner, foggy like this morning. Got caught in some gravel and almost got it, but then hit some street signs side on, and it actually just slid straight up the street signs, bounced on the roof twice from, like, passenger to driver side pillar, and then back on its wheels.
Jesus!
Did you just keep driving then?
No, it was a write-off. I nosed into the fence, I got it started, got it backed up onto the other side of the road. So I remember the first thing was going... remember crunching my head and then checking my head. There was no blood, so that was a good thing.
Oh, my God.
Fine. Car was a write-off, and I did cry. I loved that car.
Oh, you poor thing. Out of curiosity, because you've actually flipped in a car, did the seatbelt hold you in so your head didn't hit the roof?
Yeah, I did hit the roof. There was a big dent caved in over the top of that. It had actually smashed in, but where it had bounced was, like, above the door frame, so that sort of protected me a fair bit. It didn't crush all the way down. So, oh,
God, you're lucky.
So you recommend those cars for safety, hey?
Yeah, look, it was good. It protected me.
The airbags didn't go off?
No, I didn't hit anything front on. I don't know if that made a difference, but
interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. The structure of the car saved you. That's
lucky.
Amazing.
Very lucky, Summer.
Incredible story.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Guys, I'm just a bit in shock there.
Yeah.
Up next, look, out in Queensland, they've got a lot of these big coal mines way out in sort of the bush,
yep.
and sort of remote areas. And as you would imagine, the people that live there and work the mines, they're kind of a bit stuck in their ways in some way. You know, they've lived a very traditional life. They've not changed a lot over the years. This young guy who's from that town moved away for a while and has come back, and he's brought with him, from the big smoke, the big city, a Tesla. And he's gotten a bunch of his friends who work
his
in the
coal
mines,
mining mates.
His coal mining mates and they're wow. like in his dad's coal mining mates to all have a go at driving the Tesla. Their reactions, hilarious.
Okay.
Luckily, it's all been videoed and I've got the audio for
Perfect.
You.
Perfect.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
This guy called Daniel Bleakley, he's from Queensland, out in a remote mining town is
yep.
where he grew up and sort of lived the early part of his life. And then all of his friends and family, they all work in the coal mines there. It's basically the only sort of business that you can get a job in, right?
Mm-hmm.
He moved away to the city for a while and then he's come back to his hometown and taken with him a brand new Tesla. Now, obviously, that's a little bit of a scandal in a town like that because a town like that is all about, you know, V8s and doing up your car and spending
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Like, utes.
Exactly.
They're hardy out there.
Utes and big four-wheel drives and
well,
all
you
that
guys
sort of
both
stuff.
Lived in Musselbrook, right?
Yeah.
Was it
yeah.
that kind of vibe out there when you lived there?
I
obviously,
drove,
so close to
yeah.
the mines.
Yeah, well, yeah. our promotional vehicle for the radio station out there was a Toyota Hilux, I think it was.
So right. if you drove a Tesla
so
into town...
That.
You are getting laughed at.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, but there's a lot of people out there with those, the, what is it? I always say the Aldi, the shopping centre, but it's...
Aldi.
Yeah, those ones.
Yeah, but there's still big V8s, those kind of cars.
Like, yeah, they were the V8s.
People are trying to make... They're trying to make an impression, and they love that sort of, you know, masculine kind
yep,
of car,
yeah.
right? So it was quite a shock when he took the Tesla out there and he decided to find, like, the most roughest, toughest, bogan-est people in his friend group to try out the Tesla. In fact, he even managed to get Bob Catter, who was in town, to
wow.
go for a drive in it. Now, in this first clip I'm going to play you,
yeah.
it starts off with Bob Catter, and then it's a bunch of, like, the real old-school older guys. And just listen to their reaction, because you know they're impressed by how potty-mouth they go.
Okay.
All right, Bob, you ready?
Yep.
Bob Catter, okay. What's that mean going yeehaw?
Holy!
Holy!
Don't swear like that, eh?
First of all,
wow.
Bob Catter is a real cowboy.
He really is.
Secondly, it's like they don't even know what to say. When they put their foot to the floor, all they can do is swear and be amazed.
It sounds like
wow.
a spaceship taking off,
it
though.
It does.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I've never heard that sort of sound before.
It's incredible. Now, in this next clip, it's more younger guys, so sort of people of this young guy's generation, but they're also, you know, real bush people. They don't, like, go to the city, but they still cannot help but be impressed by this car. And once again, the potty mouth makes an appearance. Have a listen.
Oh, whoa. It's like a
that makes me sick. Is that
holy
it makes me sick.
Plant it.
Jeez, I must take off real quick.
Yeah. Once you stop and clean it.
God, that's beautiful acceleration, eh? So f***ing quiet. No gurgling.
I wonder the coppers don't have them yet.
I don't know.
Give it.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
Yee-hee!
what's the verdict, mate?
Well, yeah, if I can make them a bit quicker, I'll get one.
Man, I'll tell you what, that is a really big change. Like, for those guys, yeah, you pussy V8, yeah,
grab it.
He has an electric car.
Electric.
For them to be like, wow, let's buy one, that's amazing.
Good advertisement for Tesla.
Well, it is.
Also for the Australian Greens. I mean, is there a better ad for clean energy
than
like, Bob had a yee-hawing in a Tesla?
What's the other guy? He goes, yee-hee!
They literally just couldn't so contain themselves.
There's the ads for the next election.
I know.
Bob Catter doesn't care about coal jobs. He's riding in Teslas.
Yeah!
Jeez. Wow, good stuff. Well, my friend just got one in Sydney.
Yeah.
He's giving all of his colleagues rides. He loves it. People are obsessed with these Teslas. I want to get one. If I look, one day when I'm rich enough.
Oh, you've changed. I never thought I'd hear you say you've always loved Land Rovers. That's your dream car.
But Crevo's like been showing me. Like last week, he was showing me all of these different videos of the different Teslas you can buy. Wow. This is a whole new world.
Oh, you've converted.
Yep.
I'm not that way. 6:58.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
My God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
This truck crash on the Central Coast is causing chaos southbound. Crazy stuff. There are people backed up for kilometres, which is crazy. We just saw the footage on the news.
Yeah.
Man, that truck looks... It's not coming back from that.
No, so it was a two-way truck collision?
So the truck crashed into two work vehicles.
Oh, jeez.
Like that were doing
on the road,
at
the moment.
So is that going southbound towards Sydney?
Correct, yeah. So our contra-flow traffic conditions are now in place with two southbound lanes and one northbound lane in place in the northbound carriageway and a southbound diversion via Sparks Road, Pacific Highway, then Wyon Road to rejoin the M1 is also available, and this route is suitable for all vehicles, which is crazy.
You know what I'll say?
You're heading to work this morning, just what you want on a Tuesday morning, right?
If you can somehow avoid going to Sydney today for whatever reason,
probably tell the boss to say, hey, sorry, can't get down, I work from home.
Yeah, or come in at lunchtime or something, because you're just going to waste hours and hours in the car.
The guy survived, by the way.
Yeah,
thank God. Because that can be very scary, right? Up next, it's time to play What's My Age Again. Now, this is, of course, the competition around the team to see who is the best at guessing people's ages purely based on your voice and a couple of questions that we ask you. So, 13:10:09, we need a couple of players for this. Try and fool us into getting your age wrong as we compete to see who's the best. Now, it's time to do a leaderboard check. So, both Maddie and Jade, you are on 15 points.
Ooh.
And I'm on 12, trailing behind.
Trailing behind.
13:10:09. We need a couple of players for this. Help us out and see who is the best at guessing your age.
Okay, we'll do it after Nina.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
They say I should have my age. What's my age again?
The Novos, What's My Age Again?
What do you think 99 Luft Balloons means? I wonder what the meaning is behind that
song.
I don't know.
It's
what's
your a Luft Balloon? What is a Luft Balloon?
You should have looked into it already, I would have thought.
Hey, What's My Age Again right now? This is the game where we ask you a series of random lifestyle questions in order to decipher your age. And, of course, the sound of your voice helps as well.
Of course.
Currently, Jade and I are tied. As 15. Per usual, we're both competing for the winning spot.
Yep.
Crevo trailing on 12 gold stars today. So you need like a clean sweep in order to tie with us today.
At a minimum.
All
right.
Plus some bonus points. 13:10:09 if you want to crack at this.
I believe it's Rowana.
Yes, it Rowana. Sure. Hello.
Hello. Rowana. Hang on.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Hey, okay, that's good. Thank you for calling. All right, your first question. How many seats are in your car?
Five.
Okay.
That's standard.
Hmm. Question number two, Rowana. Where do you buy most of your clothes?
I like Jackie E.
Jackie E.
Jackie E. I think I know Jackie E. Is it because you wear a lot of workwear?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Okay, I don't know where that is, but I'm going to guess. I think you are 32 years of age.
Jade.
I reckon 34.
I reckon 29. Closest without going over. How old are you?
39.
Yes!
Jane,
I was going to go a little bit older, but you have a younger sounding voice.
Yeah, sure do.
Oh, right, thanks, mate. Rowana. Appreciate it. Let's go to Luke on line two. Hey, Luke, how are you?
Yeah, g'day. How you going?
Yeah, good, man. All right, question number one for you. How many loaves of bread do you go through in a week?
Six.
Six loaves of bread. The man loves his carbs.
Okay.
Carb loading.
What was your first mobile phone?
Nokia.
3315.
3210.
Yeah, I know, the 3210, absolute classic. All right, Jade, go for the guess.
Okay, I think you are 36.
I think you're 35.
I think you're 37.
Oh, that's cheating.
No, what? How is what
Jade?
Cheating?
It's not cheating.
Oh, one.
How old are you?
How old are you?
42.
Thank you.
Prevo.
Good job. Thanks, man. Because we all forget, see, that even older people bought, like, mobile phones.
I know.
Yeah,
that
is true.
Just because it was our first phone.
Doesn't mean they're the same age as us. Don't be ageist, Jade.
Right.
Time to meet Emily. Good morning.
Hello.
All right. First question for you, Emily.
Do you own any gaming consoles? If so, which one?
I have a PlayStation.
Okay, which model?
I don't know. It's just a run.
That's okay. Cool. That's cool.
Doesn't sound like yours. All right, Maddie, you're the next question.
Okay, when did you last hold a party, Emily?
Oh, 5 years ago.
Oh, all Emily, right. You poor thing.
You're my kind of woman.
Right.
I'm not an entertainer.
42 years of age. Jade, what your guess?
I was going to go with, I'm going to say 44.
Nah, you're 34. Listen to these guys, Emily. How old are you?
Well, I've got a cold, so that might make me sound older, but I'm only 35.
Oh, yes!
Maddie wins!
Yes! Good job.
I think it is the cold. It makes you, like, sound nasally.
Thanks, Emily. Appreciate it. Oh, there you go. Oh, well, we all got one today.
We got one. So that we're still
tied. Jade and I still tied.
Still tied.
Never breaks.
No change.
But, guys, Ben and I are finally doing a little bit of cosmetic work on our, laundry / second bathrooms combined.
Excellent.
Because it was half done when we sort of bought the place. Actually, not even half done. It had just started. So we've been wondering what we're going to do with it. We've finally got around to getting enough coin to, like, put some things together for it. But there's one thing that I've been trying to convert Ben into getting, and it involves a bidet. And I don't know if you know what a bidet is.
Explain to us what a bidet is.
It cleans your tush. It's basically a hose and that.
Great invention.
In a lot of countries.
Yeah.
Like in Dubai, my apartment came with a bidet. So, yeah, you can, you know.
Shoots the water up there.
It shoots, yeah. So, basically, it's an additional hose tap.
I love that.
I love bidets. Anyway, the big debate goes on at my home. I'm going to tell you more about it in a sec.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
But guys, so Ben and I, we have this second bathroom / laundry that when we bought our house, back in 2018 now, it had sort of been started renos and it's been livable. Like, it's been no dramas, it's functional, just doesn't look the greatest. And so we've finally sort of, like, saved our money and have decided to do some little cosmetic changes to it to make it nicer.
Awesome. And renovation time.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's like, it's nervous because you're
not
like,
not for the shop assistants of Newcastle, though, because let me tell you what a punish that's going to be. I don't know if I should get this one or that one.
There's already been a few refunds and, like, telephone calls.
After hours of choosing, helping her choose.
But the thing is, we've finally made some progress and we've gotten the plumber in, and I was at Bunnings the other day and I was saying to Benny, I was like, Ben, it's a bidet. I want a bidet. Like, let's get it installed. The taps are there because we're moving our toilet to where the washing machine currently is. So there's the two taps there ready to go that I can easily connect a bidet.
Save yourself some money. Just put the hose through the window.
Well, a little hole in the you could, but it defeats the purpose.
Ben, so, you turn it on.
So, and Ben looked
too hard, too hard.
Ben looked at me across the way in the aisle, and he's like, absolutely not. And I was like, why? I really want one. Like, you just feel so much more cleaner. Like, they're great. And he's like, we will not be getting one of those.
What issue does he have with the bidet?
I don't know. Like,
he doesn't have to use it.
I know he doesn't, but a lot of people aren't used to a bidet. So it's a hose near the toilet that you can use to clean yourself up after a one or two, like whatever you want to do, and just freshens you up. Like, and I only got introduced to these when I lived in Dubai because it's common. It's the norm over there to have them. So I love them. It changes your life once you have one. And so anyway, Ben wasn't around when the plumber was home, was he? So I made the executive decision while the plumber was there and while Ben was at work. I said, hey, while you're here, can we set up a mixer tap just here? Because I'm going to, you know, install a bidet. It's happening. So by the time Ben came home, the plumber had it done. I was like, yes.
Did Ben feel betrayed?
He actually, well, the thing is, where I've got it positioned, well, the cat's out of the bag now.
He doesn't know, does he?
Well, no. Where I've got them to position it, I've found a hose long enough, it'll reach to the toilet. But I told Ben it's there to wash the puppy dogs. So I'm going to wash the dogs in the laundry sink with the hose. But then it also serves
credit,
a second purpose.
To you.
Is it just like a shower?
Basically,
like, you know those ones that are shower and you've just gone...
I'm just going to show you guys. So I brought it up.
It's like
so
a little, like, it's water a hose. Gun.
It's like a gun one.
So, but the thing is, it's not just, like, it's multi-purpose. So they're saying here they're great for baby showers, pet shower, cleaning diapers, cleaning the toilet. A lot of people have them installed to clean the toilets. Like, they're not...
You don't have to convince us.
Oh, well, you've made it, Jade. Ben. You've made
Everyone's
it, Jade.
Everyone's going to be wanting to use
Man,
my
you
bidet.
Are, you are living luxe, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I am. Honestly, if you're doing your bathroom up right now, get a bidet installed. It'll change
when
your life.
When did you first use a bidet, Crevo?
Oh, look,
Indonesia?
Maybe. Or I can't even remember. I'm not a big fan of them.
See, oh, I love them.
What is it with straight men that have issues with bidets?
I don't have an issue with it. I just find that I don't like the whole area. Like, I don't it's so wet.
Yeah, but you wipe after.
You just tap with the tissue, with the toilet tissue, yeah. And it's the cleanest. You know what? Because if you think about it, when you're just using toilet tissue,
it's
not always giving you the best clean. You check your undies when you get home, and sometimes it's like, ooh.
I don't have that.
Anyway.
Problem,
hey, news time, I'm next to New FM. Bidets are us, Jade. Wow. Like, thank you.
You're welcome.
And also, before 8 o'clock, we're playing birthday lotto worth $825.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
So yesterday, guys, I came across this video. It's an old 60 Minutes report from over in America where this guy, like this reporter, this is sort of an old fuddy-duddy reporter,
yeah,
has been sent into the New York Stock Exchange to talk to some traders about this new stock. This is back in the late 90s, Amazon, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this old guy just cannot get his head around the fact that this company, Amazon, which is just new to the stock market,
yep,
is making, like, the value of the company is more than the company is making in profit.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is ridiculous. I've got some audio for you, and we'll get into it in just a minute. But, oh, my God, how wrong this guy was.
Oh, my God.
Because he's just like, this company, Amazon, is going to be a hopeless flop.
Wow.
It goes to show just how far we've come in, you know, 30 years. It's amazing.
This is the late 90s, and you're not going to believe some of the stuff he says.
There's there's a guy you want looking after your stock predictions. Wouldn't you be filthy? Nah, don't buy those stocks.
Don't invest in Amazon.
It's going nowhere. Books are on the way out.
Yeah, exactly.
Me, I say right now, New FM.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Creevo.
And we are talking this time capsule video, Creevo, that you found from New York City Stock Exchange.
Yeah, so...
I had a stroke then, I'm sorry.
Right. It was a 60 Minutes report from the late 90s, right? And they'd sent out this old school reporter, just so you can imagine him, the grey slicked back hair, the fancy jacket, you know, the sort of one that's like, oh, how do you do? Let's go do report the news, right? Mm-hmm. And he's out there, and he's been sent to the New York Stock Exchange because there was a big story that day that this new company, Amazon, mm-hmm. was starting to be very, like the market capitalization, which is like the value of the company according to the shares,
mm-hmm.
much, much higher than any profits they were making, right? And in this first little bit, he sort of sets up the story about how he's trying to say this Amazon company, not really worth it.
And Wall Street isn't concerned that Amazon has never made a profit, not a dime. In fact, it lost $125 million last year. The company says it's investing for the future. Skeptics say it would have to sell every book being sold in the world today to justify its stock price.
Right, so you can sort of see where they're coming
from. They're off it to begin with.
They're right off it. They're like, what is this crazy situation?
Oh, fair call.
Right?
They lost $125 million. That's not peanuts.
You've got to spend money to make money, right?
Yeah. Now, in this next bit, this old reporter, he sort of finds a stock trader on the trading floor, right, that he wants to talk to about the situation. And this old reporter obviously is like sort of stuck in the past because he's talking about this company called Sears Roebuck, which is like a big department store company over there.
Yeah.
And he can't get his head around the fact that this new company, Amazon, that's losing money is worth more than this old established company, Sears, that's been there for his whole life and probably sold him every suit he's ever worn.
Yeah. Right?
And also he then goes on to insult the founders. Have a listen to this next bit.
How do you view that phenomenon that Amazon today is worth more than Sears?
Investors are focused on the future. Amazon has growth potential that Sears doesn't.
A couple of geeks who sketched out some software that could destroy Sears Roebuck.
That's the beauty of technology. And the microprocessor. We've never seen anything like it.
Couple of geeks. Wow.
See, that stock trader was actually on the money, right? But this old reporter just couldn't get his head around it.
Wow.
Now, if we look at the two companies today, right?
Yeah.
So Sears is still a company, is still selling like clothes and stuff. Ironically, they're mostly online now. They're worth $27 million, 26 cents a share. So still not a nothing company, but by American standards, quite low. Amazon now, $3,200 a share, and is now valued at $1.6 trillion.
No. Wow. Trillion.
Trillion dollars. It almost feels like a made-up amount of money.
That's insane.
Man.
So round it down. Or $3,500 a share.
One share is worth that.
That's mental, isn't it?
Versus the other one's 26 cents a share. Now, I know I've simplified, the math and the stock exchange a bit, but you have to be able to see how wrong they were back then.
They were wrong, but, like, in saying that, like you said earlier, we've come so far from then to now. Who could have predicted
the
internet surge?
Isn't that just
We have touch phones.
Isn't that... I love that that's what you go to.
Like, that's...
a touch phone.
We have a mobile phone.
That's amazing. We grew up on 3315s. There wasn't even mobile phones when we grew up.
This is a fantastic lesson, though, right? Never write off young people and their big ideas.
That is so true.
Because you know what? Who knows what tomorrow will bring.
Yeah.
So true.
Birthday lotto up next, Jade.
Yes, if you can't think of a big idea, you can try and win $825. Woo! with Beth Bay Lotto right now.
Amazon share right there.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You can buy a few sea shares.
You can buy each of them if you want.
But basically, we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you want to be the first through on 13-10-09 to spin our birthday balls. $825 up for grabs. We're looking for someone born in the month of...
December.
December babies. Call now.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh,
the Novos.
Here we go.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
This is where we pick a month at random. If you're born in that month, you call the show on 13-10-09 to spin our birthday balls. $825. It is jackpotted too. And we're going to meet our, hopefully, winner this morning.
That's right. Let's go to Christy from Beresfield. She's a residential youth worker, has two kids, about to buy her first home. Congrats.
Yay.
She wants to put the money towards a little getaway before she locks into a mortgage. Good morning, Christy. Congratulations. You must be so excited.
Oh, we are so excited. About 6 weeks away.
Oh, that is awesome. How so you've already purchased the property. You've found the right one.
Yeah, so it's almost built.
You're building. That's even better.
Brand new.
Now, Jade, you have a mortgage. Now, for those that don't and don't understand what it's like to have a mortgage, what do you think the biggest thing you have to sacrifice is when you buy a house?
I don't know. Luxuries. Like getting your nails done.
Hey, Jade just put a bidet into her second bathroom, so she mustn't be cutting too much out of her life.
Not too many corners cut.
It's only taking me 3 years to save up to get it.
Are the kids excited, Christy?
They are. They are really excited. It's his birthday as well, so.
Oh, give him a shout out.
Not today, sorry.
Oh,
they get in their own rooms and stuff.
Happy days.
Yes.
Oh, sweet. All right,
Jade,
here we
spin
go.
These balls. Let's give Christy some money.
Came out really quick.
Popped it out of there, this one. All right, I hope you're born on the 16th of December.
Look, do you want to know something really funny? That was my due date, but I come on the 21st.
Oh, no.
Devastated.
Sorry, Christy.
Sorry.
We can't do due dates. That's not how it works.
Good luck with everything, though. Congratulations. Yeah. Back before 9 o'clock, guys. $825 up for grabs. News time, though. Up next.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Oh, my God.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie,
Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
Need your help with something, you two.
Really?
Very awkward situation happening I found out about over the weekend,
okay.
Right? My ex-boyfriend from Richmond, so this is a guy I dated. It wasn't like a super serious thing, so it was like a 6-7 month thing. Anyway, my family still live there. I found out on the weekend my sister has been hanging out with him. And I'm like, this can't happen. This is not allowed.
Oh, poor Chelsea.
Well, you can't control what your sister does.
No. It's my mum likes him too. Always chatting to him. I'm like, Mum, don't. You don't need to chat to the ex. I think it's so weird to remain friends with the ex's family. Like, what's he doing?
No.
Like, why is he trying to hang out with my family? I think it's a bit creepy.
I don't think it's creepy. I think he was a nice guy. It obviously didn't work out between you.
It's my sister sharing a schnitzel with him. Please.
They can have dinner
and
hang out.
Wait a second, like one schnitzel between two?
No, two separate. Well, maybe they did buy the jumbo one. And, just
and your mum talks to everyone. She's added us on Facebook.
Yeah, your mum loves a chat.
Like...
I just find it so strange and totally unacceptable. If that, like, I don't even speak to him myself. That's what I find weird.
Okay,
like, look, find somebody else's family to hang out with. Of all the families out there, how many families are in Sydney?
A lot.
A lot of families. Find another family.
I think you're overreacting. Honestly, just, like, let them be. It's not affecting you. You don't live in Sydney.
Well, it is affecting me, clearly.
You know, I would never do it, though, just thinking about it. Like, what you don't... You want to cut off all ties.
Well, it's true, Crevo.
No, imagine, I don't agree with
and
that.
And it's disrespectful as well, I feel, especially if the person that you were with doesn't know. They've been hanging out for ages, it turns out.
Who cares? It didn't kill you.
Do you know what, Jay? Just because you've been in a relationship since the dinosaur age, it doesn't mean these things don't affect other people.
Well, it shouldn't. Like, if you didn't end on bad terms, and it's not like you robbed all your bank accounts and burnt your clothes. Like, no, what's it matter?
But it's old, like, history that you don't want brought up again. It's not good.
It's not. See, I don't know. I disagree completely.
Wouldn't it be weird, right, if Emmy was still hanging out with the parents of her ex-partner?
Definitely weird.
Like, I'm just going over to, let's say, for the story's sake, John's mother's house for coffee. Little bit strange.
I don't think it's strange. It's not at all. Like, when my parents got divorced, my mum, like, still visited my grandma and kept in touch, and regardless of if she was my grandma or not,
this, like, is what we're doing. 13:10:09.
It's okay.
Is it acceptable to remain friends with the ex's family? Has it happened to you? Maybe it's worked out. Maybe it's, like, totally imploded.
Okay, so Jade thinks it's absolutely fine.
Perfectly
nothing wrong
fine.
With it. I think it's weird. Are you team Jade or are you team Crevo? 13:10:09.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We are asking you, is it acceptable to remain friends with the ex's family? We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. Man, I am filthy. My sister hanging out with my ex-boyfriend. I had no idea. It's been happening for months. Mum's even messaging him. They all live in the same suburb. I think it's so disrespectful to me.
Absolutely.
On both parts. Like, you know what? I'm not going to name him. Stop hanging out with my family, mate. Just go. Just get out of my life.
But it's fine. He's not hurting you.
What are they talking
he's
about?
Not like the only he's trying thing to get in your pants again.
The only thing they have in common would be me. What are they talking about? Probably me.
What no, is he up I, to these
I
days?
I doubt
How's
it.
He
People.
Doing?
The world doesn't revolve around you, Matthew.
That's rich, like, coming from you, darling.
They can connect over different things. Maybe they're connecting over their snitty. They love dinner.
Well, they don't have much to talk about, and it sounds very boring. But I did ask my sister. I was like, what are you talking about?
She's like, none of your concern.
I was telling him about, like, how you live in Newcastle and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, see, I'm
Oh, right. No, you've asked her what have you mentioned about me. Bit different. What are you guys talking about? Oh, just you, Matt. Just all you.
Producer Jackson, it's weird, right?
I don't find it weird. I'm friends with, like, a lot of my sister's exes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, I guess it depends on how, like, a part of the family they are. Like, if they're around for 10 years and then they get rid of them, like, they're kind of like family then. Do you
yeah,
mean?
They're part of your life.
Wow.
I get the 10-year thing, but, you know, 6-7 months, no good. Let's go to the phones, guys.
Indeed. It's Simon up first. How you doing, Simon?
Hey, man.
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you guys going?
Yeah, really good.
Do you think this is weird or you think it's fine?
I've actually had an ex-girlfriend go behind my back and start talking to my sister.
Oh.
And, yeah, I was actually quite peed off about it.
Hey, Simon, did you guys end on a bad note, though? Obviously, yeah.
We break up. She went and had kids with some other guy, and yeah, I found out a few months later she was talking to my sister.
Nah, you can't.
But what if they were just friends? Like, just because it didn't work out between you guys doesn't mean that you, like, your sister can't have a friend.
The past is in the past. Should leave everything in the past, and. Yeah,
including your family.
Should be loyal to you, right? Your own sister you wouldn't think would betray
come
you.
Guys, you've got to learn to forgive and trust and move on.
Feels like we're on Game of Thrones.
Hang on, Jade.
Yeah?
What happens if that ex goes behind your back and bitches about you to your family and turns your family against you?
Oh, that's a bit different
and
in
look,
this scenario.
This is what can happen, Jade. This is what can happen.
Oh.
The danger.
I think you're a good person, Jay. You got your heart set there. Yeah, but in these circumstances, I think...
He disagrees with you.
Okay, that's okay.
You're a really nice guy, Simon. Just tell her that she's wrong.
Yeah. What you can say
thank you,
is,
Simon.
I like you, but you're wrong.
I like you, but you're wrong.
Hey, Jay,
like
Simon
you
thinks
too.
You are wrong. Tanya.
Tanya, hello.
Hello, how you going?
Yeah, good, thank you. So, do you reckon it's okay to remain friends with the ex's family?
Well, yes, a Richmond too, and I understand that Richmond is a very small town and everyone knows everybody.
Yeah.
But in saying that, I was divorced over 20 years ago and I'm still really close with my in-laws.
That's lovely. That's really
okay,
nice.
Okay, there's an indictment
for
that.
And do you speak to the, like, your ex?
No, not. I don't have to because we've got children, but I try not to.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
fair enough. Yeah. Possible.
So do you talk about your ex when you hang out with his mother?
Sometimes. Just tell him how much of a D-head he is.
Yeah, good. I'm glad the mother agrees. Thanks, Tanya.
That's nice, Tanya. It's very mature.
Yeah,
all right.
What a D-head he is. So mature.
Marie, hello.
No, Marie's
gone. She would have agreed with me.
Oh, okay.
The women stick together.
That's what you've learnt.
Yeah.
You think that.
Even Simon wanted to stick with you, except he just couldn't bring himself to.
Simon was a sweetie.
I like Simon.
But guys, we are giving away an amazing prize, a family pass to the whale watching with Nova Cruises. It's Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience. Now, how this works is we need two people to call the show on 13209. We play a part of a song and you have to buzz in before the other player with the correct title and artist. Best out of three wins this family pass.
Correct. Our song Tales for Whale Tales will take your calls after this at New FM. Two callers required.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Chris.
Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience. Novacruises.com.au. It's Jade, Maddie and Chris. Song Tales for Whale Tales.
Okay, so this is where we get two listeners to compete against each other. We play the tail end of a song and they have to correctly identify the title and artist of that song. Best out of three wins this amazing family pass to the whale watching with Nova Cruises. It's Newcastle's ultimate cruising experience.
Hey, Peter, expect a call today. Peter's the general manager of Nova Cruises. Mm. Jade's looking for a freebie.
Yes, she is.
I've never been on a whale watching cruise.
Yeah,
well, someone's got to experience.
You can call him and I'm sure he's heard this.
Yeah, good.
Of course he has.
Well, one of us has to experience it so we know what we're talking about.
Right. Is that the excuse?
I think so. Oh, my dreams to see Migolo. Well, let's
NovaCruises.com.au, by the way.
Yeah, if you want to book your own with your own money.
Rebecca and Wayne. We're going to meet them now.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you today?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you. Out of Charlestown this morning. Did you hear this yesterday? And second question, do you think you're good with your music? Like, are you quick on your feet?
Yeah, I'm pretty quick on my feet, and no, I didn't hear it yesterday. Okay,
that's okay. All right. What about Wayne? Are you good with your music?
Oh, I'm good with older music. Yeah, okay. I don't know about the young music.
All right.
How old are you, Wayne? You sound quite young.
I'm 41.
Oh, you're okay. You've got the voice of a 20-something-year-old.
Well, we play, Newcastle's best music, so...
You got something for...
Everyone.
Alright, guys, a couple of rules here. Your name is your buzzer. The first person to yell out your name, if you think you know what the song is, gets a stab at it. Best of three. Here we go. Song number one. Let's hit play.
Rebecca.
All right.
Rebecca. Who do you think it is, Rebecca?
Now I've got a mental blank.
No good, Rebecca.
Oh, okay. That means, Wayne, do you want to have a go at it? Wayne?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Is the song called It's a Beautiful Day?
No.
No, that's you too.
Taylor Swift, Mr. Yeah. Perfectly Fine, guys.
Right. No points on the board.
It's all right.
All right, guys. Song number two. Here we go. Okay. No one said anything then.
Wayne. Oh, Wayne.
Okay.
It's Pink.
Yeah.
And it's, Burn It Down.
All right.
Next song.
Question number three.
I'm gonna be big stars. Wayne.
Yes, Wayne.
Okay.
It's Counting Crows, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, Wayne!
It's an old...
It's an old one.
Got it. No worries.
You're off to see the whales, Wayne. Have fun, man. Appreciate you playing.
And you know what, Wayne? What? You'll be able to see playful dolphins, apparently, as well. See birds and seals.
Two for one.
That's what,
three for one.
Yeah.
And birds and seals.
Birds, yeah. See birds, seals, and so much more.
Well, do you know what? There's nothing like
turtles?
Seeing a whale, right? The couple of times I have in my life, it's a very good experience.
I've only ever seen them from, like, at top of the Anzac Walk, like, yeah. When you're looking out. I didn't have binoculars, though. And I have glasses now, so I'm,
Yeah. You're disadvantaged.
I'm disadvantaged.
You have to go to Nova Cruises.
You deserve the free cruise, is what you're saying, is it?
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Great pleasure to be back on the air again.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
I love it. All right, keep going. Come on.
The Novos.
105 minutes commercial freeze kicking off after 9 with Jackson.
Yeah. I got a bit of Sia.
Oh, Christ.
She's gone quiet after all that controversy.
Yeah. The movie, yeah.
I miss Sia's antics in the press. She's always fighting with people on Twitter.
Yeah,
come back. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
She just chills out. Yeah. It won't take long to blow over.
Well, she's a mum now. Mm. She's probably just
on to her friends.
Yeah, well, she adopted 2 20-year-olds.
All she's done is gotten a couple of mates.
She really skipped the hard part, didn't she? Matchbox 20 is in there as well. And
thank you. Love this.
These guys were so good. I watched their, I think it was the iHeartRadio Awards performance.
Yes.
Oh, man. Sweet. These guys are great live. Guys, up next, oh, my God. Speaking of my family, I know we just spoke about my mum before. She has some serious problems. I'm getting sick of them.
Oh, lay off, Sue.
No. So, look, she keeps adding people from the office on Facebook.
Like your office?
New FM.
Not her office.
No, my office. Our office. New FM. I'll tell you more next, but the count's getting high.
Mum's on Facebook.
I just want to quickly check. She's added you, Crevo.
Yep.
You're on there, Jay.
Yep.
Has she added you yet, Jackson?
No.
Okay, she does ask about you.
Oh, good.
You're probably next.
You're next.
We're going to talk about this after this because Mum needs to chill out. She's starting to add people that I don't want her to add here. You need the separation sometimes.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
We're chatting my mum right now because she's been adding people from work and I'm not too happy about it.
Jade, Maddie, Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah,
mama, don't stress your mind.
I love my mum. She's a sweet person. She's like one of the best people I know.
The lovely Sue.
We love Sue.
Her name is Sue. Now, I've been a little bit concerned lately because mum is one of those people that are just obsessed with Facebook and like who's friends with her on Facebook.
Right.
She's always adding people and, you know, she doesn't see the other side of things, like, oh, why
it's
is...
harmless.
No, but why are you adding me? Like, I don't know you kind of thing. Those vibes. Mum's been slowly but surely adding people here at the office at New FM that she's never met before.
Well...
And I've had to say to her, Mum, gotta stop adding people at my office.
She
it's
loves
a bit...
you, Maddie.
Yeah,
she just wants to know your friends, make sure...
Involved in your world.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with it, you old Grinch.
So just a little check around the team. Crevo, yeah. You recently were graced with a friend request from my mum.
Yeah.
Only a couple of weeks ago.
Never met her, but hello, Sue. It's nice, you know, she's reached out to me. Why would I say no?
I love
the
Sue.
The lovely Sue.
I get with you guys.
I interact with Sue.
Yeah, like I get it with you guys. Like we're on a show together. Like I can see why. But mum has started adding, right? Other people in the office from the sales department.
Oh.
Mum added this, accidentally, of course, this woman called Chrissy who used to work here.
Yeah.
And she's been off work for a while, but Mum somehow added Chrissy. And I was like, I love Chrissy. She's a great woman.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would get along. But why are you adding Chrissy?
Well, you're just worried about the ongoing trend, right?
You know what, Maddie? We actually have your mum on the line.
Hello, Mum.
Hey,
Sue.
Hi, guys.
What do you have to say to Maddie? Because I think he's carrying on like a bit of a pork chop, Sue.
How dare you, Maddie? How dare you?
Mum, why are you adding people from the office? It's very strange. What are you saying to them?
I told you about Kristen that it was accidental.
Yeah, but what are you on?
The button that was the accidental.
Now, so you and I have never met. Lovely to speak to you for the first time, actually. It was like, what, a couple of weeks ago that I got the little friend request pop up? Oh, Sue.
There's a story behind that, Kringle.
What's the story?
I've already added Jade, and I've always had a soft spot for you. I thought, Kringle's sort of in the background, so I'm going to add Kringle.
Just to complete the set. You know when you do Macca's Monopoly and you want all the houses? It's like that, isn't it?
Yes.
So I think you're a darling. Ignore Maddie if he gives you a hard time. Just say, I gave birth to you. You should be grateful that you have life.
Emily's in trouble. I'm coming up in a fortnight.
Oh, yay! We'll have to have lunch.
We can have a wine, Sue.
Make your plans elsewhere on Facebook. See you later, Mum. Love you.
Bye, Sue.
Watch out. Maddie and Jackson, they're coming. She's coming for you. Who's this girl?
I'm ashamed that I haven't got an ad.
Yeah. Mum, you need to add Jackson. He said he's not happy that you haven't added him.
Oh, okay. Another person. That's great. Add Jackson. 10 minutes.
Another friend.
There we go. Done and dusted.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'm glad
they let her up next.
Yeah, that's right. This is your chance at $825. Oh, how good would that be?
Amazing.
Nice. It's a week's worth of work.
Oh, exactly right. 13/10/09. If you were born in the month of September... We're looking for September babies.
All right, we'll take your calls after this. The New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
It's my birthday. Lotto.
That's a sick $825 for free radio station money.
Yeah, this is so easy. All you need to do is be born if you want to crack at this.
That's it.
Yeah,
the only requirement.
Yeah, and of course, have your birthday month line up. December is, of course, the month right now.
Yep.
Let's meet our contestant.
All right, it's Margaret from Edgeworth. She's a business owner. She hates squash and broccoli. Wants to apply for Big Brother. She says she's outgoing, easy to get along with, and likable, but won't take anyone's shiz.
Hey, Margaret, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Are you loving Big Brother this year? I'm obsessed.
Yeah, I love Tilly.
How good's Tilly? She's playing like this ditzy blonde character, but man, she is a beast. She knows exactly what she's doing. Yeah, she's a smart girl.
She's quite smart.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's hope one day you'll be on it.
Yeah, here we go.
Have you applied?
No.
Do it. You should apply.
Come on. Live your best life.
New season back next year. Here we go.
We keep telling Maddie to apply too because he loves it so much.
Oh, he'd be good on it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, you would.
Thanks, Margaret.
All right. I've pulled out.
He leaves his mum alone.
I don't know if that's a good or bad
thing. He leaves his mum alone. Poor Sue. All right. I pulled out the 28th of September.
December. No, the
9th.
Sorry, no.
Oh, September, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I was written down from before.
Sorry, Margaret. don't mind the semantics.
Yeah.
Back tomorrow, guys, with $850. So good. That's us done. Enjoy your day. Great one. It's beautiful outside today.
It looks so good.
Sunny day.
Yum. The sun is out all day today, which is great. Jackson's in next, though, with 105 commercial free.
Yeah, I got Dean Lewis coming up.
Oh, he's a bit of a whinger.
Oh, what? No, get out.
Yeah.
He's my man.
I know.
Jackson, you love Dean Lewis, don't you? What do you like about him? Like the luscious locks or the musical ability?
He's got a funny personality. He's actually on TikTok, and I very much enjoy that. I know I'm over 20, but...
What's this TikTok?
No, but he was talking the other day about his net worth. His rumored net worth is 18 million.
Oh.
And he's like, I'm getting around in a Kia Rio with one window off of it.
I was going to say, Dean Lewis, probably not.
Joel Corey, Emily Kays.
Great Hart, song. And also still a banger.
Rihanna and Eminem.
Man, what I would do to have some like new music from Rihanna.
It's been ages, hasn't it?
Get to it.
It's been too long.
She's so rich, she just doesn't care.
Yeah, she got that Fenty Beauty raking in the cash. Why would she get back in the studio?
Too busy relaxing in Barbados.
Exactly right. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Bye.